Philadelphia is an old city with old plumbing, which means there's always a renter living with a broken toilet or a leaky shower or both, perhaps. However, it can be difficult to force landlords to fix anything. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports city officials are now working on a possible solution.
Sherry Lee's toilet started flooding in late September. By mid-October, the unfinished basement in her South Philly apartment was a full-blown health hazard.
It actually ended up pushing out feces.
A white utility sink on the opposite end of the room backed up too, sending raw sewage onto the floor and all over Lee's clothes. Mold quickly followed.
I'm going to say that it's growing so rapidly that my fiance's jacket, my kids' jackets, they were sitting at the top of the stairs on the hooks here, all had mold growing on them. Book bags, mold growing on them.
Lee complained to her landlord, but instead of fixing anything, she says she tried to evict her by claiming she owed nearly $4,000 in unpaid rent. She didn't. The apartment Lee shares with six people now has just one usable toilet that doesn't flush without some help.
Even if you just regular urine and a little bit of tissue, you have to plunge it. It does not go down.
Lee and her family are moving out at the end of the month. In the meantime, she'll keep burning long, thick sticks of incense to mask the smell that wafts up from the basement. She's also prepping for another court case against her landlord, this time to try to recoup damages for all the moldy, sewage-soaked stuff she needs to replace. Lee's landlord says the basement is now fixed and that she isn't responsible for paying for lost belongings. David Wengert is a social worker at the nonprofit Community Legal Services. He works with low-income renters like Lee to settle disputes with landlords. He says anyone who rents out an apartment in the city has to make sure the plumbing works. It's the law.
You need to have access to clean water, and you also need to have access to sanitation service. Both of those things need to be working in the home for it to be habitable. And both of those are code violations if they're not working properly.
Wengert says some unscrupulous landlords hide chronic plumbing issues from potential renters during walkthroughs. For example, he's seen cases where a landlord uses a scope to get a stubborn toilet running temporarily. And he says it's not always easy to get them to make things right once the truth surfaces.
Unfortunately, in Philadelphia, there's no repair court. There's nowhere for the tenant really to go to just demand that the repairs be made and have a court order that the repairs be made.
There is the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections, which has a few tricks of its own to try to force landlords into making repairs. One of them is that LNI can fine landlords when their tenants don't have clean water or a working toilet. Spokeswoman Karen Guss says her department can also block landlords from renewing a mandatory renter's license and stop them from collecting rent from the people living in the problem property.
For some landlords, that is very persuasive, and they do fix the violations. However, if a landlord still doesn't fix violations, the code enforcement process can be very slow.
For a few reasons. The most common obstacle, getting into an apartment to check out the problem and do follow-up inspections. Gus says making all those arrangements can be a headache. Sometimes tenants get fed up and move out partway through the process. Sometimes landlords refuse to let inspectors inside. Further complicating all of this is that many of the property owners we're talking about are far from real estate moguls. 40% of the city's licensed landlords are what the city considers small landlords, people who rent out four or fewer units. That means in some cases, even if a landlord wanted to repair something like a plumbing problem, they may not be able to afford it, especially if it's something big like replacing the sewer line, which can cost several thousand dollars or more. The city says it's working on a potential fix. Early next year, with the help of some state funding, the city's launching a pilot program that will hand out loans to small landlords to help them make necessary repairs. Participants would get roughly $25,000 each. Melissa Long works for the city. She says her department is still working out the rest of the details, but the program should help cut the number of residents living without working plumbing, as long as there's buy-in from landlords.
We can't make them do it. We can offer it.
But in a city home to old houses and even older underground infrastructure, it's likely the program will get at least a few takers and hopefully keep a few tenants in their homes. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.